Everything that happens in London reverberates around the world, and especially football. I would doubt any doubt say that London is the mediatic capital of football in the world. Of course, every attention today is being focused in Brazil. But still, we thought it was important to make use of this very important day for us to show a little of Brazil, to show a little of our culture, of our music, of our food. And I think it's a wonderful day here. It's a Brazilian day, warm day. It's going to be wonderful. It already is.
How difficult has it been in Brazil with this World Cup? Because we've read all sorts of stories about the preparations not going to plan, some of the stadia, they're just making the last minute preparations even today. How sure can we all be that it is going to go to plan?
It's going to be wonderful. And I think, you know, you should wait to see what happens. And then you will find that we are right. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be a very, very big celebration of football.
I mean, Brazil has become a very important nation economically in the world, one of the so-called BRIC nations. And I guess you can use football to open doors maybe in Whitehall.
No sport has the appeal that football has. Every World Cup since the one hosted by Japan and Korea has had at least a cumulative audience of 25 billion people. We expect this one to have close to 30 billion people. Nothing else in the world of sports compares to that. So it's something that opens doors everywhere. But it's true that in case of Brazil, it, you know, many things have happened. You might recall the instance in the past when the team of Santos, where Pelé played, was going to have a friendly played in Africa. And there was a war going on, and they were going to cancel the game. But then the sides, when they learned that, they said, we're going to stop the war for the day so you can play the football here, which we did.
What do you make of all the corruption allegations that hang over the 2022 World Cup? I mean, it's unfortunate that all of these have come out just before this World Cup starts, isn't it?
Well, it's unfortunate. I don't think it's affecting. Brazil was the only candidate for that World Cup. It was already established. There was a rotation at that period. But I think, you know, we have to look into many issues in football. I think there is an intrinsic potential conflict that, in my view, can be resolved between big business, big money, and the popularity of football. You have to conciliate the two things, because you cannot just play for big money, you have to play for the people as well. I'm sure FIFA and the member states are looking into that. I have no comment on the allegations of corruption in the Qatar World Cup. I don't know anything about that. I don't think it's affecting the Brazilian World Cup, though.
Now, I don't know if you've seen that the pitch at the stadium that England are going to be playing on Saturday night. It could be in better shape. I think even you would admit that.
I have heard that the pitch is not in the best possible situation. We're sorry if that is going to happen. We have to wait and see. I have no precise information. We have allegations. I'm sure it's not going to be a factor in the game. And maybe it could be better. I don't know. We'll wait and see.
Just a final question. Is this a World Cup for all Brazilians? Because we've seen protests on the streets of Rio, Sao Paulo. A lot of people think that the money that's made from the tournament isn't going to trickle down to the Brazilian people. And some people are very angry about it.
Well, you know, I think this is a misguided vision. The fact is that Brazil is a developing country with many, many challenges, and they all have to be faced, and to a very large extent they are being faced. But football is not a problem in Brazil. Football is one of Brazil's biggest assets. I mean, to try to use football to make your problems known is all right, but to think that football is a problem, that is a big mistake. Football is a big asset. We should all support football as we do.
Good luck with the World Cup. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.